WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes. Stress, anxiety, negativity. They're all like those pesky mosquitoes buzzing around your head, constantly reminding you that things aren't always sunshine and roses. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against the emotional chaos? A superpower that can actually rewire your brain for happiness and resilience? It's not some fancy new app or a magic potion, folks. It's something much simpler, yet incredibly powerful, gratitude. Yep, being grateful, seems basic, right? But trust me, cultivating a gratitude practice is like hitting the reset button on your mental health. Think of it as a daily dose of emotional armor that protects you from negativity and boosts your overall well-being. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll help you unlock the magic of gratitude. Number 1. Gratitude shifts your perspective. Ever notice how focusing on what you lack only amplifies feelings of dissatisfaction? It's like staring at a cracked mirror. All you see are imperfections. But when you actively appreciate what you have, you start seeing the full picture, the good stuff too. It's like upgrading to a crystal-clear lens that reveals the beauty in everyday moments. Number 2. Gratitude rewires your brain for positivity. Our brains are like superhighway systems of thought, and those negative thoughts can quickly take over, creating a mental traffic jam. But gratitude acts like a detour, rerouting your attention to positive experiences. Over time, this strengthens the neural pathways associated with happiness, making you naturally more optimistic and resilient. Number 3. Gratitude enhances your relationships. Think about it. When you genuinely appreciate someone, you're more likely to show kindness, express affection, and build stronger bonds. It's like adding a little extra fuel to your relationships, making them more fulfilling and meaningful. Number 4. Gratitude boosts your physical health. Shockingly, gratitude isn't just good for your mental well-being, it can actually improve your physical health too. Studies show that grateful people tend to have lower blood pressure, better sleep quality, and even stronger immune systems. It's like a win-win situation, happier mind, healthier body. And finally, number 5. Gratitude is a choice, not a feeling. You don't have to wait for magical moments to feel grateful. Cultivating a gratitude practice means actively choosing to focus on the good, even when life throws curveballs your way. It's like training your brain to look for the silver linings, no matter how small they may seem. Now, let's dive into a real-world scenario. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, feeling frustrated and impatient. You know that feeling when your mind starts racing with negative thoughts, imagining all the things you could be doing instead of sitting there. Instead of letting those feelings take over, try this. Consciously shift your focus to something positive. Maybe it's the beautiful sunset outside your window, a song you love on the radio, or even just the feeling of your cool air conditioning. By actively choosing gratitude in that moment, you can turn a frustrating experience into an opportunity for mindfulness and peace. Remember, folks, cultivating gratitude isn't about being Pollyanna-ish and ignoring the bad stuff. It's about finding balance, appreciating the good things in life, and strengthening your resilience to navigate the inevitable challenges with grace and optimism. So, my friends, are you ready to unlock the power of gratitude? Make a conscious decision today to start noticing the little things that bring you joy. A warm cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger, the laughter of loved ones. By actively practicing gratitude, you're not just improving your mental health, you're transforming your entire life. And remember, share this episode with someone who could use a dose of positivity. Keep those minds balanced and those spirits high. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.